Print it out. Don't. Victor Echo 7, Juliet, Sierra, Oscar, can I get a signal report from Golden Ears on Porto?
This is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Echo Foxtrot. Giving a report for the person at Golden Ears. Your signal was absolutely superb until about the last two words where some static set in. This is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Echo Foxtrot, signing off.
Yeah, thank you very much. And 73BE7, JSO, clear.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Echo Foxtrot, that was perfect, not even any static. 73.
Yep. You're coming in like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, unfortunately, not lucky. I was at the port, emptied the septic tank, and there, the brakes were seizing. This guy installed his own brake controller that looked like it was 20 years old. It's burnt out, and the brakes were locked the entire time. So now I have to call a roadside assistant with RV Easy. So I'm in a bit of a bind here, and I'm just going to call, go down the road and use the cell phone. If not, I may need some assistance with dialing for it.
Oh, no. Thanks for the break. Yeah, so slight change of plans for the day. VE7ROX.
Yeah, and if I can't get these serviced soon, I won't be able to do my trip on Sunday, leaving to Colton, so I've got to get these brakes serviced right away.
Oh, yeah. That would definitely throw a monkey wrench into the works. Change of plans, or potential change of plans. We don't want that to happen. Oh, boy. These little inconsistencies manifest themselves sometimes.
Yeah, it looks like you need to do it yourself. I installed my own trailer, but I have electronics background, so I did it, everything by the book. So, yeah, the entire time he was driving, the brakes were on, and, you know, luckily I stopped him here before heading back. It could have actually welded itself, and he would have been in a serious accident.
Oh, yeah, something like that would generate a lot of heat. You wouldn't want to start a fire and, you know, burning critical components. Not good. Oh, boy. One of those weeks.
Yeah.